Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Quick update on the Open. Danny Brown did make his birdie putt. He now sits just one stroke back of Shane Lowry. However, a little bit of a tough tee shot on 17 here at a par 3, so he's going to try to save par to stick with Lowry as he continues to kind of just keep cruising along and really kind of look much better than he would, I'd say, the 273rd ranked player in the world. But we go now to the Wester Hotline, as I am very excited for our next guest, as Kevin Bowen of 1075 The Fan in Indianapolis joins the show. And Kevin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
Because I got to tell you, man, it seems like for me personally, as a sports fan, the last few months, everything has been going on in Indiana, and I can't understand why. Anthony Richardson was my favorite draft prospect last year, you know, not naming the wide receivers and such because the Bills didn't need a quarterback. I was in love with him. I was enamored by him out of Florida. You then go and take Adonai Mitchell this year in the draft, which every person that has listened to me on the station will know. I was a huge Adonai Mitchell fan. I am a Longhorns fan. Watching him last year, enamored by him. And then you guys go and get Caitlin Clark, and she's as good as advertised.
Yeah, it is. It's been quite the run. If I guess I could brag on Indy for a little bit longer, NBA All-Star Game. We had the U.S. Olympic swim trials inside of Lucas Oil Stadium for 8 days. Obviously, you get the Indy 500 as well. So, yeah, it's been a hell of a run here in the Circle City, and the Caitlin Clark mania is frankly it's wild just to watch it all and see it all unfold. Been fortunate to go to a few games and. It is crazy. So I don't think usually this time of year it's like, we're going to have to drum up topics and, you know, be uber creative in the months of June and July. But for us, it's been pretty nonstop.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's fine. Caitlin Clark had 19 assists or a triple-double. Like, we'll be fine for today. I completely forgot about the Olympic trials. Kevin, you don't know this about me. I swam for 12 years. I swam in college the whole thing, and I watched a lot of the trials. What was that like seeing Lucas Oil Stadium, what felt like overnight, transforming from a football field into a fully functioning Olympic-sized pool?
Yeah, it was beyond cool. And you know, obviously, the glitz and the glamour, I think, kind of spoke for itself. You know, here you are putting a pool in a football stadium, and, you know, there's 30,000 people there on, or 20,000 people there on a, you know, nightly basis for over a week in the summer. Like, all that kind of speaks for itself. But I thought what was, you know, extra kind of special about it was the swimmers, you know, unanimously loved it. And not just for the glitz and the glamour. Like, I think sometimes when you have those massive, you know, ideas and, you know, whatever, we're going to play a basketball game outdoors, or, you know, we're going to do this on an aircraft carrier, the logistics of it are very difficult. And at times it just doesn't work out and you forget about things, or, you know, again, it's just not built for a swimming pool in that stadium. But by all accounts, the swimmers loved that and they felt like it was very seamless. And, you know, you being an ex-swimmer, obviously, you know, I think you would understand that, you know, 4 years, you train your whole lives for these 4-year cycles. And, you know, for them to have all of that go according to plan, I think is really important when you're talking about such a monumental event for these, you know, boys and girls. So unbelievable, really cool. And it sounds like SoFi is going to be the host of it for the actual Olympics in 2028. So I think Indy and Lucas Oil Stadium kind of started something.
I am interested in SoFi because everything I've heard about that stadium, it is obnoxiously hot and pools already are insane. The mugginess, the humidity, the whole thing. I'm really interested to see how SoFi ends up because Lucas Oil Stadium did great. I have not heard any of those complaints, but SoFi, I've heard the exact opposite, that it can be a nightmare to just be a fan inside them.
Well, and it was kind of funny. We talked to Thomas Armstrong, the backstroker who qualified, or he does backstroke, and I was like, you know, was that weird to you? You know, you're looking up at a football stadium. I mean, like, obviously freestyle, breaststroke, you know, everything else, you aren't focused on what is in front of you or what is above you, I should say. So he did say that was a little bit different. Now, you know, most of the time, you know, Lucas Oil Stadium, obviously, it has a window, but, you know, it has an actual roof on it, and it's not, you know, a window roof, so you can't really see through it. But, you know, the glare out there, you know, certainly those events, I assume, would be in prime time, Eastern time, which would be a little bit, you know, early evening out west. So, those are all things that, you know, LA and their committee will have to figure out in the next couple of years.
It's all about finding a line and following it. If you can find it, good for you. If you can't, you know, make peace with whoever you know. But, Kevin, I do want to talk to you about the Colts this year because they were an interesting team because ultimately their rookie quarterback, who had a lot of fanfare coming in, didn't play that much. He's out by week 5 for the rest of the season, and even still, they go 9-8. Shane Steichen really seems to have brought in a really good offense, a good culture in there. But what are, I guess, fans' feelings heading into training camp next week?
Yeah, I think cautious intrigue, if that is a phrase I could use. I think the intrigue is obviously surrounding Richardson and just the brief moments and flashes that he did show in his 173 snaps. Got people excited. And I think there's reasons to be optimistic about Shane Steichen, you know, operating things from a play calling standpoint around a talent like that. You know, him and Jonathan Taylor, Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor played 2 snaps together last season. And yeah, the Colts still won 9 games. So I think when you add all that up, that's where the intrigue. The cautious nature is just, you know, it's the kid in Richardson that suffered 4 injuries and 173 snaps. He barely played. Really, when you think about it, by NFL standards, he really didn't play much in college by normal, you know, first-round draft pick quarterback standards either. So that's where the uncertainty lies of like, okay, as he sees more NFL, you know, defenses, et cetera, you know, will he be, you know, more equipped and more comfortable, or will, you know, defenses learn how to adjust, things like that. And then obviously the injury question is certainly one that you can't escape given his playing style. So AFC South is much deeper. The AFC in general, I think, is much deeper than it's been in years. So the Colts know it's a tall order for them. But at the same time, I think they have a talent that I feel like if he can stay healthy, could offer some things that certainly they haven't had at that position in quite some time.
And on that position, going into last year, I think the certainty about the AFC South, or at least we all thought maybe the certainty of the AFC South would be that Jacksonville was going to be the team to beat. They might even, you know, have a shout at the one seed because of, you know, at the time, how bad everyone thought the AFC South would be. But the emergence of C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans, and then Jacksonville kind of sticking around, and then even in the few games we saw Richardson, it does feel like that division has become very interesting, kind of overnight. But is there kind of this feeling going into year two with Anthony Richardson that I don't want to say he necessarily has to like match what C.J. Stroud is, but is there that kind of feeling that if he doesn't, a lot of that excitement maybe just gets flushed down the toilet?
Oh, certainly. I mean, first off, him and C.J. Stroud are very close, so I think that aspect, you know, kind of plays into it. And you know, think back to the final game of last season. I don't know how much it registered in the national landscape, but I mean, you were talking about, you know, a win and get in playoff game Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium. The biggest home game that stadium has felt in years. They haven't had a home playoff game since, you know, 2014, that season. And, you know, for Richardson to have to watch that and C.J. Stroud light up the Colts and make all the big plays and the Texans win, yeah, I mean, as a competitor, that obviously, whatever, you know, pains you, makes you jealous, however you want to describe it. So certainly, considering that, you know, you do see them to open up this season. They obviously had a great year last year in Houston, and Stroud is picked two and Richardson is picked four and all of that. Yeah, it plays into it. And on lesser degrees, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Will Levis, I think, play into that a little bit more. So, again, this division to me used to be the laughingstock. No longer is that. And, you know, I said it a few minutes ago, but I'll echo it again. I just think the AFC, I haven't seen it like this. And, you know, maybe you classify Kansas City on a tier by itself, and maybe there's been other years where, whatever, you go back a decade ago and you had Colts and Patriots and Rivers and Roethlisberger and Manning and Brady, et cetera. But when you get to like 10, 11, 12 in the AFC, I mean, I think outside of really New England, probably the Raiders, I would assume you throw the Broncos and maybe the Titans into that group. I mean, the other 12 teams would be pretty pissed off, I think, if they didn't make the playoffs. And, you know, again, I don't think we've had that legit nature to a, you know, 12 out of 16 AFC teams in quite a while.
No, and I'd agree. I mean, we've gotten to a point now, too, like you can look at the AFC and just everyone outside of a few teams, maybe two or three, has a young, potentially exciting quarterback. Maybe not exciting yet, but everyone's kind of, you know, threw their hands into, we've drafted somebody, like we've got somebody we're building around. It does seem though like the Colts are maybe the only team where just it's such a huge question mark because Richardson, in the few games he played, he showed why like he was being compared to the Josh Allens, the Cam Newtons, the Lamar Jacksons of the world, and left you kind of like wanting more. Is there this feeling with what Shane Steichen was able to do with Gardner Minshew, them going 9-8, that if he's just a solid quarterback, they should be a playoff team, or is it still kind of this like rebuilding, retooling era for Colts fans?
No. I think it is time to be a playoff team, and I certainly understand the question. I think it's a fair one, you know, when you consider it's just his second season. But, you know, again, you won 9 games with Gardner Minshew starting, whatever, 80, 90% of those games. You know, this is a team that, you know, league-wide, I don't know if people really understand. I mean, they haven't won a division in a decade. Everybody in the AFC South has won the division at least twice since the Colts last won it. You know, obviously they made the playoffs that COVID year and lost, you know, to the Bills. And then, you know, made it in 2018 with Andrew Luck and won a game and lost in Kansas City. And those are their only playoff appearances since 2014. So I think that would surprise some people and just, you know, the amount of playoff appearances or the lack thereof in the last decade, especially with the AFC or the, you know, entire NFL expanding to 17. So 7 playoff teams in each conference. So, I do think it's now Chris Bauer, their GM's been, this will be his 8th year, and, you know, I don't think, like, Shane Steichen's getting fired or anything like that. I don't want to be, you know, hyperbolic with a statement like that, but I do think from a GM standpoint and a core standpoint, so much of this core has been together for a long, long time, even though, you know, Richardson wouldn't fall into that category. I mean, we're talking about second contract guys and Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman Jr. and Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly and DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart and Kenny Moore. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, you know, when you think about their main guys, there's so many second contract guys. I do think it's important to, you know, experience the playoffs again. And obviously for Richardson, just getting all that growth and really put him into some environments that, you know, he hasn't been in. I think that's what he missed maybe more than anything last year, is just exposure to these, you know, NFL life, which, you know, the week-to-week life cycle can be pretty darn starting to Manning. There's no, you know, FCS teams on the schedule, things like that. I think it's vital for him to experience that.
I do want to touch on the Colts' early draft. You know, we don't got to get into the fourth, fifth, sixth round picks, but they for me at least, I was constantly paying attention to them because in round one they take the first defensive player off the board at pick 15 in Laiatu, who is a lot like Jalen Phillips from a few years ago, where he had to medically retire and then able to come back and then looks as good as he does, and then they go and get Adonai Mitchell, which, Kevin, between you and me, broke my heart. What has been the early returns, or at least the early talking points with those two, of course, with us only going through, you know, minicamp and mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, you know, Mitchell had a really strong spring, and, you know, I do think if you look at his resume at Texas, you know, frankly, it's stunning to look at what he did in the big moments. You know, he played in 5 college football playoff games and caught a touchdown in every single one of them. That's rather astonishing to see. Maybe a little bit of consistency is the reason why, you know, he fell to being whatever he was, 10th or 11th wideout taken. And then if you look in round one, you know, the Colts had the 15th pick, and they took the first defender. You know, I think people maybe forget how the draft unfolded. It was kind of wild, all the offense that went early. And Laiatu was a very polarizing prospect, given his medical history. You know, had to retire at Washington, and, you know, is out of football for multiple years, and then goes to UCLA and has an unbelievable 2 seasons there with, you know, major sack numbers and major pressure numbers. And, you know, can he be an instant impact guy? You know, how long is his career going to be, considering the neck issues? Those are probably all real questions that you have to ask. So, you know, both of those guys, I think in different ways, could be, you know, some early impact guys for this team. And it'll be fascinating to watch both of them because, again, I think, you know, you saw a lot of mock drafts with Latu going higher than 15 even, or Mitchell going higher than, you know, 46 or wherever he went. You know, so both of those guys, I think, could factor in early on.
On the Colts wide receiver room, obviously they bring back Michael Pittman. That's a big re-signing. They drafted Josh Downs last year. They draft Adonai Mitchell this year. What is the feelings around that room? I know as Bills fans, we're kind of going through this transition, you know, moving out Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, drafting Keon Coleman. It's been a big topic of discussion. What's the confidence level with the Colts wide receiver room?
Yeah, I think it's a big prove-it year for them. You know, Michael Pittman Jr. had a franchise tag. They signed him to an extension. I think he certainly has shown a lot of early promise in his NFL career. Alec Pierce has not lived up to it through 2 seasons as a second-round pick. Now, you know, if you were in the Pierce camp, you would say, well, you know, wait a minute, look at the quarterbacks that have thrown him the ball. You know, Gardner Minshew and Matt Ryan are not guys that accentuate Pierce's strengths as a deep ball, you know, target guy. Obviously, Richardson would certainly fall into that category. So, you know, can he tap more into that? I think Josh Downs had a really, really nice rookie season. Just your consistent slot guy that is super reliable. And then, of course, Mitchell, we'll see how he impacts. And the tight end room probably lacks a true number one. I think there are some, you know, some guys that you're kind of curious about, but again, kind of lacks that true top guy. So I think in general, it's just a big prove-it year for your passing offense. You know, again, pass catching-wise, and then, of course, Richardson, both of those guys. Because I do think from a dynamic standpoint, I mean, a duo of Richardson and Taylor, I mean, that has to rank right up there with any quarterback running back duo in the entire league.
I always forget about Jonathan Taylor. I think because of everything that went on last year, it's almost like he went from unbelievable to, oh, what's happening? And I just never remembered, like, the resolution to that outside of Ursay and his trailer and stuff like that. It felt so weird at the time, and I just never remembered the resolution.
Yeah, weird is a word that you could use. Drama-filled, hard knocks-like, however you want to describe it. I think those are all probably fair statements to use. It was wild because, you know, it's really out of Taylor's personality. That's kind of not him either. He's not a very good, like, holder-outer. You know, I don't think he's, you know, Brandon Ayuk-like in that area. And eventually they did get it done. And, you know, certainly you guys have seen it firsthand what he can do in games. And, you know, it took a while last year, but that final game of the season I mentioned earlier against Houston, I mean, that game was on display of how dynamic Taylor can be. So, again, I think a healthy Taylor, and he's signed a big contract, and if he can prove it, I just think him and Richardson, they can strike a lot of fear into an opposing defense. And I think it's been a while since the Colts have had that aspect. Do you really strike fear in opposing defense? I think a duo of Richardson and Taylor accomplishes that.
On the Wester Hotline, Kevin Bowen of 1075, The Fan in Indianapolis. Kevin, we mentioned it right at the top. I do want to hit on this because it does seem like initially, Caitlin Clark, maybe I don't want to say was hitting the ground running, but you know, there was some slow going about it. Now it just feels like she has become one of the best players in the WNBA. She is on a, or she was on a streak of double-digit assist games, dropped down to like 6 against Minnesota, and then pops off of that 19-assist game. She's the first rookie to have a triple-double. She's not on the Olympic team, and Indiana still isn't great. Clark is their leading point scorer. But what has that whole situation been like? I think especially for me personally, just from the outside looking in, I was getting quite frustrated at like the discussions around her nationally were always about how the WNBA wasn't coddling to her. And it really frustrated me. Where were you at with that?
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. Yeah, I think watching her on the floor, I mean, first off, she wants no part of, you know, those whatever juicy first takey type conversations and, you know, all of that. Now she is going to have to face a little bit of that on Saturday night with Angel Reese and her playing together on the WNBA All-Star team against Team USA, which would be fun to watch. But, you know, as far as a player, I don't know about you, but, you know, I watched a little bit of her at Iowa, probably a little bit more than most, because, again, it's Big Ten country, and, you know, it's like, hey, what's the craze? You know, I see the highlights on SportsCenter, et cetera, et cetera. And what stood out is, like, she obviously is such a special three-point shooter. And, you know, these volleyball line threes and all of that. But I was amazed when I first watched, like, a full game in Iowa with her passing. And I think that is what I feel like the entire WNBA felt. I mean, certainly she scored it and scored it at a pretty high level. But the assist numbers, and frankly, if you watch the Fever, they should be higher. I mean, there are at least a handful to 7 plays a game where the teammates just kind of fumble balls or they're not ready for it. You know, and so those numbers could be even higher. So that element to her game has really stood out to me. It's like, yes, she's obviously a gifted three-point shooter, but it's that point guard mentality that she does have. And at times I'm like, man, is she a hair passive? You know, things like that. So how she's handled it is incredible. We had her on our show last Wednesday, and it's just amazing the poise and the professionalism she brings at that age because, you know, kind of comparing her – you know, at that age to whatever, Peyton Manning or LeBron or Tiger Woods, again, just the social media, you know, scariness, if you will, if that's the right word to use, is just there at every turn for her. In fact, she's a female. She probably gets more of that as well. So it is just pretty wild how she's handled all of it. And she's obviously playing at a really, really high level right now.
I remember watching at Iowa too, and this is terrible by me to mix the sports, but I'm so used to Iowa football and just being allergic to offense that when I'd watch an Iowa women's basketball game with Clark on it, I remember seeing this comparison of people being like, well, she's got a little bit more Steve Nash than maybe people want to realize. Those offenses moved at a million miles per hour, and it was always stunning to watch.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, could Lisa Bluter and Caitlin Clark take over for Kirk Ferentz and whoever was playing quarterback at Iowa there? And how about the Hawkeyes? Yeah, I mean,
there we go.
Routinely scoring, you know, whatever, 80, 90, close to 100 points. It was remarkable to watch. And, you know, really, that's been the issue for the Fever. Offense has been no problem whatsoever. I mean, the other night they scored, boy, what was it, 92 or 93, and they lost. So, I mean, they've had games this year where they've just allowed over 100. So they're still comfortably in the playoff position. And, you know, the Team USA drama, I think a lot of that was rooted in just, you know, a bit of a stubborn mentality of this is our group. We're not taking anyone young. We don't care about TV ratings, this or that. We want to, you know, celebrate the incredible run that we've had through the Olympics, and this is what we're doing. And kind of that-sided thinking of it. And, you know, we can use the – she's never been in a national team camp pool and all of that. And, you know, again, to me, it actually probably is a good thing for her. Because I think there's a little bit of a Jordan meme of, and I took that personal, and she just needs time off. You know, if you think back to the Iowa year last season, she was playing a game, again, outdoor game in Kinnick Stadium in October. And if the Fever make the playoffs, which it looks like they will, they could be playing games in October. So literally, if she would have made the Olympic team, it'd be a 12-month calendar for her playing basketball, which, you know, now is going to be, she's going to have this, whatever, 3-week break here starting after the All-Star game, which I think is just much needed.
Yeah, that was something I didn't realize until, obviously, Clark, you know, entered the draft. It was all of a sudden, it's like, wait a second, their draft is coming how long after the national championship? 3 days or whatever it was? I mean, it came out of nowhere. Kevin, before I let you go, on the other basketball note, the Indiana Pacers, I mean, they seem to be the only team to give Boston a run here in the playoffs. What's kind of the feelings there? Anything going on in the offseason, or is it kind of just, you know, steady as she goes?
Yeah, it was actually a really quiet offseason for the Pacers. They are in full running back mode when you look at it. They re-signed Pascal Siakam. That was the one kind of big item that was needed here this offseason. But, you know, they're a team that I think when you hear run it back and kind of be a negative connotation with it of like, oh, you know, it's a bunch of 30-year-olds, you know, holding on for, you know, one last dance together. And that's not that. You know, they had a really nice run. They certainly benefited from some injuries to Milwaukee and New York in the first two rounds. But they still had a nice run. It was important for them to get back in the playoffs. They hadn't experienced that as a franchise in a while. Tyrese Halliburton as a star, you know, was very public going back to the in-season tournament of like, I need this and we need this. You know, again, me as an individual and us as a franchise, we just haven't experienced that type of winning. But they will get Benedict Mathurin back. He had a really nice rookie season out of Arizona. He injured his labrum about past the midway point of the season and missed their postseason run. So, you know, again, when you say run it back, I think a lot of people are like, oh, boy, this is, you know, 1 year chip, you know, all chips in, and then you got to rebuild. Pacers got a lot of youth outside of Siakam. So I do think this is not necessarily kind of apples to apples. And, again, kind of like we were talking about the AFC, I think the Eastern Conference is super deep. I think you've got a legit 7-8 teams that feel like they could be right there with Boston. Now, you know, Boston is certainly, I think, on a Kansas City Chiefs-type tier, and then, you know, we'll see what the Knicks and the Sixers did this offseason, but I do think the East has some nice depth to it, with obviously Boston being the class of the conference.
I think I speak for everyone. I just want another Knicks-Pacers series. I want that rivalry back. I want both teams being good, and it looks like that is going to be true for the foreseeable future. Kevin, man, thanks for joining me this morning. I know you had a show this morning, too, so thanks for taking some of your time out of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk again soon, my man.
You bet. Have a great summer.
That was on the Western Hotline, Kevin Bowen of 1075, The Fan in Indianapolis. A lot of fun stuff going on in Indianapolis. They've, you know, it really has become a little bit of a hotbed of sports in the last few months with Caitlin Clark being there. You know, they've got kind of maybe an exciting football team, and then yeah, the Pacers even kind of given everything they could to Boston, who yeah does seem to be on a tier of their own in basketball. And then, of course, the Indy 500, which, as somebody that is slowly getting into motorsports, I mean, mainly F1, I definitely want to check out the Indy 500. But it was basically rained out, which was slightly frustrating. We're going to take a quick timeout, though. We'll keep going with football. We were talking a lot about the Bills wide receiver room and their transition away from maybe a total number one to more a lot of a number twos, and having more spread the ball wealth that they look to have going into this year. If you want to join the conversation, 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think that there's turnover in the NFL every year. I mean, you're not expected to have the same guys for the next 20 years and have the same staff and everything like that. So there's always going to be turnover. As professionals, it's our job to go in there and make it work, right? So I'm not one to put predictions out there, but I'm fairly confident in what we got going in Buffalo. All the guys we brought in are great dudes on and off the field, and they're picking it up. I thought OTAs ran really, really well, and everybody worked really well together. So I'm excited. And the best part is we're going to find out together. So tune in. We'll see.
That was Spencer Brown on the Centered on Buffalo podcast, hosted by former Buffalo Bill Eric Wood. I'm feeling good about the Bills. I really am. I think a lot of it just came down to, as I mentioned in the first hour, just not a lot of sexy moves by the Bills this year. If anything, quite painful moves that had to be made. But it's to that point for me. They had to be made, and they did so. And I feel good. I feel all right. I don't think they're perfect. I still think they're missing a quintessential X wide receiver, not necessarily somebody I'm going to pay $30 million a year for, but someone I can have trust that can do so. And I don't know if that's Keon Coleman. I don't think it's Curtis Samuel, and I don't think it's Khalil Shakir. I think they all kind of have their specific roles. That might be better for this team going forward, especially if Dalton Kincaid does kind of become this number one tight end that many good teams ultimately have. I think then they've got something cooking. Some updates, though, across the sports world. We are kind of somewhat wrapping up the early and mid-morning rounds from the Open. Shane Lowry still sits in front at 7-under. He had a 2-under day. Daniel Brown was able to get to 6-under, ultimately falls back to 5-under, though, but he is 2 ahead of Justin Rose, who sits at 3-under, and then you got a bunch of group, a bunch of guys led by Scottie Scheffler in a 2-under group, and yeah, it's kind of all working out where, like, just everyone's kind of here. No one's really falling too far away. Everyone's kind of clumped up together. But Daniel Brown, though, very impressed by him. I talked with Jeff Metis earlier on today, about an hour ago. We both kind of were thinking that he would have fallen off by now, that he would have just had, like, that huge number, 79 round, what have you, and he's just gone. Instead, here he is. He's just hanging around. He's staying with it. He's not necessarily letting nerves get to him, and it's kind of turning out to be pretty exciting. I'm liking watching this. And then for the Bison tonight, you may have noticed they have not played at all this week. They are back tonight hosting the Rail Riders. And special call up tonight as Joey Votto is going to make his debut for the Bisons. That game's going to get going at 7:05 tonight, and you can listen to that game over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. That's going to be really interesting, because I know when he was first brought in, when we had Pat Malcaro on the show a number of months ago now, he was a big storyline for the Bisons coming into the season. That,
it's about,
you know,
time.
Yeah, that he was going to be there, and it just never kind of happened. They had, you know, some nice prospects for the Maple Leafs, but nothing really else. And now Votto.
You mean the Blue Jays?
What did I say, the Maple Leafs?
Yeah.
Blue Jays. So now they got Votto coming in. That'll be exciting. And then the Bisons are
wrong sport.
They're kind of up and down. You know, we'll see what happens there. I've got to get to an actual Bisons game. I did go to the Savannah Bananas game.
I'm going tomorrow.
Ballpark. I'm not going tomorrow. I don't have tickets. And I know that's going to be the Kyle Brandt game, which should be a lot of fun. The bobblehead night. I know he was on yesterday with Joe. And I think eventually we're going to start getting Good Morning Football back up and running too.
Yeah,
well,
I think
so that should be a lot of fun.
I don't remember when. I think it's like
late, end of August.
Like, yeah, late, like, actually, did he say end of August? I thought he said the end of this month.
Might be the end of this month.
I'm not sure. Maybe I thought I heard the 29th when, like, because it would make absolutely zero sense. You go through the entire month of training camp and now they're starting. I don't know. That's just my thought process on it. I think it's
July 29th. Yep.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I think it was the end of this month.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. I used to wake up and watch that show routinely when it was that first core group, and then I eventually kind of got into this job mornings. I stopped kind of watching. So I never really got to see the new group, but I do know, you know, Kyle Brandt's been a part of it since the start, so that'll be a lot of fun for them to get going again. But on football, we do have the Houston Texans. They're already in camp. We have the Bears coming in today as they get going. Those two teams will both be in the Hall of Fame game on August 1st. The Bears are a team. Man, I am just super, super interested in them because it feels like finally, for the first time in my lifetime, they feel like a modern franchise. And I'm not saying they're doing everything perfect, but not even close. But it feels like they're a modern franchise that is, you know, going offense, and we'll figure out the defense later, but we need to get our offense, our quarterback established. And now they've got Caleb Williams. They got Rome Odunze. They made the trade last year for DJ Moore that turned out to be a beautiful trade, by the way. And it just, there's some about them, and really there's some about the entire NFC North that is just going to make them incredibly watchable, where, you know, 2-3 years ago, they weren't at all. You'd watch the Packers. You know, you could watch the Vikings. Kirk Cousins wasn't a nightmare, but Detroit was bad and Chicago was boring as hell. Now, you got some here. It looks like everyone's got an exciting offense. I mean, we'll see with the Vikings, but they were winning games when Justin Jefferson was out of the lineup and Kirk Cousins was out of the lineup. Now you've got Jefferson, Darnold, maybe with Kevin O'Connell. I'm not really hedging my bets there. I'm interested in J.J. McCarthy. I think I was higher on him than many people were in the draft, so I'm interested in when he gets in. But Detroit, they're loaded, and they look like a team that is now hungry for a Super Bowl. This is their first real year of any kind of success in many people's lifetimes. They make it all the way to the NFC Championship game and really should have won that game against San Francisco. Green Bay seemingly has the recipe. They've got the secret sauce. They get another great quarterback in Jordan Love, and it's going to be year two with him. And then the Bears, who just have, I think, just a solid, good roster. Not perfect, but good. And now if Caleb Williams hits the ground running, not saying he has to be C.J. Stroud, but if he's just, you know, pretty darn good, not bad by any means, you know, the almost prodigy-type quarterback that he was hedged to be, with all of the offensive talent they have, I think Chicago fans are in for a great season. Even if it's not necessarily a, you know, playoff winning season where they, you know, make the divisional round, they win the NFC North, maybe not that. But I think a season where you actually see them scoring points, they're actually playing well, they're actually looking like a modern franchise, not a franchise that has just been left in the dust of the after effects of the 1985 season. I mean, I've never seen a franchise, maybe outside of the Miami Dolphins, who just want to let you know how good they were in the 70s. The Chicago Bears and Chicago fans have just lived and died by that single era and really single season. I mean, the 86 defense was statistically better than the 85 defense, but 85 they win the Super Bowl. I mean, that is effectively the Chicago Bears identity, which is weird for a team that had Gale Sayers and George Halas, and they've had great players before Dick Butkus. They had great players before 85, but that seems to be like their entire identity. That seemed to be the magnum opus of the whole thing of, you know, Gale Sayers was awesome, Walter Payton's better, you know, Dick Butkus was great. Well, how about a whole defense of those guys? Now they're finally, it feels like, getting away from that and going, hey, it was a great run. It was a great team. Great team. One of the best in NFL history. But let's move away from that. That does not need to be our entire identity. It's a big reason why Chicago has not won another Super Bowl. They've only been to one other. That was 06, and they lose to the Colts in a rainstorm in which, yeah, Rex Grossman was not going to beat Peyton Manning. Sorry, he just wasn't.
I think that's kind of like what the Steelers were before they ended up winning those Super Bowls in the 2000s.
But they were still ultimately the same team. Run first, defense, quarterback makes a few throws.
Yeah, like, but everybody keeps talking about how great they were in the 70s. I mean,
yeah.
Years ago, I would always watch like that America's Game, the Super Bowl champions, and Joey Porter would always say, it's great what they did in the 70s, but we got to stop living in there, because they would all, like, every year they would always have a reunion with the 70s team, and it probably it eventually got annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it does just because now the difference on the Steelers, they did win more Super Bowls. They were able to get some later and still be a competitive team. You know, the Cowboys, I would say, are a team that the media still lives in the 90s of them being America's team, and they do still get the fanfare. They are, I think, the most valuable NFL franchise just by the numbers. But I wouldn't say the Cowboys live in the 90s. If anything, they live in envy of the 90s. They want to be better than what they were then and in the 70s. They are desperate to get back there, where it felt like the Bears and Bears fans were kind of like, no, it worked in 85, it worked in the 70s, it'll work now. And that just it hasn't been the case in a number of years. I mean, you've seen defensive-based teams win Super Bowls, but it's been quite a while, and it has to be truly legendary teams, the 2000 Ravens, the 2000 Bucks, the Legion of Boom era, Seattle Seahawks, and even those Seattle Seahawks teams are kind of the modern iteration of that. They still had a really, really good offense and what eventually will end up being, I believe, still a Hall of Fame quarterback in Russell Wilson in his early bits of his career. Where the Bears now, it does feel like they have moved away. I mean, they're still, you know, they still got guys on defense. Obviously, they paid Tremaine Edmonds a lot of money. They go and trade for Montez Sweat, which still kind of feels weird at the time. And they've been able to kind of build around it. But now, I didn't even mention Cole Kmet, who looks like a really good young tight end. They seem like a team that is going to be able to score a lot of points and keep up with teams where Bears teams of my whole lifetime and probably your whole lifetime have not been able to do so really ever. This is a team that, you know, prided itself on winning games 20-17. And their quarterback having a completion percentage of 50%, but he could throw it a country mile and would hit maybe one throw a game. I mean, that's kind of what they built themselves on. And running backs. I mean, this is a team and an organization that is, you know, synonymous with that position. Matt Forte, kind of like the lost guy in that, but he was really darn good in the early 2000s into the 2010s. He was really, really good. They are going to be a fascinating team to watch. And maybe outside of the AFC, the Chicago Bears are going to be the team I follow the most in 2024, namely because they do, of course, have Hard Knocks this year, which is going to be a little weird because now I really don't care for the traditional basis of Hard Knocks, this training camp part that it is now, because the Giants season for the offseason has been incredible. And I think for all the wrong reasons for the Giants, watching this and seeing how teams formulate what they do has been fascinating. And I've loved watching it because I think there's actual drama. I'm worried for the Giants this year, just from what I've seen, because they'll always edit to favor you. They're never going to try to make you look bad unless there's no helping you. I think of the Browns a number of years ago in the traditional camp where their coaching meeting just – It felt just completely lost. You have Todd Haley complaining to Hugh Jackson. Hugh's just not really getting it. Freddie Kitchens is in the background, which felt like incredible foreshadowing for a company that did not know what was happening. And with the Giants, I mean, the Saquon Barkley thing, for a modern NFL franchise to care that much and get that uncomfortable about a running back walking out the door was really weird to see. And it was more weird to see because it felt like Joe Shane, and it's felt like this entire three-episode run, they drop on Tuesday nights, Shane has not wanted to sign back Saquon Barkley. They were going to do the minimum effort to do so. And just and Mara, their owner, just is almost inconsolable at times in terms of like just the idea of seeing Saquon Barkley leave. And it's just this disconnect between, I would say, a lot of Joe Shane's staff, the ownership, Shane himself. It does not feel like a well-run machine. It feels like Dable and Shane know what they're doing to a certain extent, and then everyone else that's working for them potentially doesn't really, that they're more Giants employees from a regime long gone. I mean, we have the director, I think, of player personnel. I'm misremembering his name, but his whole thing, too, about not getting rid of Saquon Barkley was, what's their identity going to be? Who talks like that anymore? Your identity is your quarterback and winning games. Like, that's the only conversation it should be. You should never even be bringing up identity at all. And, you know, they're doing that. John Mara's talking about how popular of a player Saquon Barkley is, and that's why they can't get rid of him. And it's like, you'll have more popular players if you're winning. Who cares if he's a popular player and you suck? No one cares. And it's just, it's been engrossing TV. I've loved it. And now, like, I'll watch the Chicago Bears Hard Knocks season, I think it's just going to be ultimately boring compared to these offseason additions. New York doing it this year. We'll see who does it next year. Chicago does the regular one. And then the in-season one is actually going to be the entire AFC North, which should be a lot of fun with how much that division is very much kind of bipolar in how they operate, especially with, you know, Joe Burrow being gone all of last year. Got to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Extra Point Show right here on WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Got a pretty good sports weekend ahead of us, which is quite surprising in mid-July. The Bisons are back in action tonight against the Rail Riders, as we talked about. Joey Votto will be making his season debut. That game's going to get going just after 7 o'clock. That's going to be over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. The Open Championship, of course, going on in Scotland. Shane Lowry still has a two-shot lead at 7 under. He shot 69 today. Daniel Brown, kind of the unknown guy coming into here. He is 2 back from Lowry, but he's 2 in front of third place Justin Rose. Brown shot a 72 today. Kind of a up and down round for him. Had moments to go get Lowry. Didn't necessarily capitalize. We do have also the Hungarian Grand Prix for all you Formula One fans out there. Charles Leclerc in practice number 2 did run into a wall. He's all good. But the Ferrari struggles post-Monaco have been a nightmare, specifically for Leclerc, who finally won his home race. And then, of course, coming up next week is the start of Buffalo Bills training camp over at St. John Fisher. Players will report on Wednesday for the first practice. Then on Thursday, should be a blast. Cannot wait. And it's something that just once it gets here, it all starts revving up. And then, again, we've got the Hall of Fame game August 1st. And it's going to get kind of crazy now from here on out. And I'm just excited to see, you know, what camp storylines are we going to come out of this. Last year, it was guys like Andy Isabella. What about this year with guys like Chase Claypool, the Bills seem to be taking a flyer on him? Let's see what he's got left in the tank. Has he matured? Has he grown up? Is he going to be a good pull for the Bills to bring in? Does he have what he had in his first 2 years in Pittsburgh? Or it's just kind of just a nothing signing. It's going to be interesting to watch. I cannot wait to see how that goes. Thank you so much to Kevin Bowen and Jeff Midas, who joined me today talking a little golf and everything going on in Indy and all their sports teams. Caitlin Clark, the Colts, I think, are a very interesting team. Swimming and the Olympic trials were in Indianapolis. That was a lot of fun. Thank you to those two guys as well. But that's going to do it for me today. I will be back on tonight, though, for the nightcap from 7 to 8. But you've been listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And after a quick timeout at the top of the hour, Sabres Live with Mark Brown and Brian Duff. That's coming up after a quick timeout. You're listening to WGR.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a pretty good sports weekend ahead of us, which is quite surprising. In mid-July, the Bisons are back in action tonight against the Rail Riders, as we talked about. Joey Votto will be making his season debut. That game's going to get going just after 7 o'clock. That's going to be over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. The Open Championship, of course, going on in Scotland. Shane Lowry still has a two-shot lead at 7 under. He shot 69 today. Daniel Brown, kind of the unknown guy coming into here. He is two back from Lowry, but he's two in front of third place Justin Rose. Brown shot a 72 today. Kind of a up and down round for him. Had moments to go get Lowry. Didn't necessarily capitalize. We do have also the Hungarian Grand Prix for all you Formula One fans out there. Charles Leclerc in practice number two did run into a wall. He's all good, but the Ferrari struggles post-Monaco have been a nightmare, specifically for Leclerc, who finally won his home race. And then, of course, coming up next week is the start of Buffalo Bills training camp over at St. John Fisher. Players will report on Wednesday for the first practice, then on Thursday. Should be a blast. Cannot wait. And it's something that just once it gets here, it all starts revving up. And then again, we've got the Hall of Fame game August 1st. And it's going to get kind of crazy now from here on out, and I'm just excited to see, you know, what camp storylines are we going to come out of this. Last year, it was guys like Andy Isabella. What about this year with guys like Chase Claypool, who the Bills seem to be taking a flyer on him? Let's see what he's got left in the tank. Has he matured? Has he grown up? Is he going to be a good pull for the Bills to bring in? Does he have what he had in his first 2 years in Pittsburgh, or is this kind of just a nothing signing? It's going to be interesting to watch. I cannot wait to see how that goes. Thank you so much to Kevin Bowen and Jeff Midas, who joined me today talking a little golf and everything going on in Indy and in all their sports teams. Caitlin Clark, the Colts, I think, are a very interesting team. Swimming and the Olympic trials were in Indianapolis. That was a lot of fun. Thank you to those two guys as well. But that's going to do it for me today. I will be back on tonight, though, for the nightcap from 7 to 8. But you've been listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And after a quick timeout at the top of the hour, Sabres Live with Marty Brown and Brian Duff. That's coming up after a quick timeout. You're listening to WGR.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.